Taking Your Company to New Heights with an Effective Sales Playbook by the Sales Coaching Institute. Introduction. To get started, I'd like to highlight several little-known facts about sales playbooks. Best-in-class sales teams, top 20%, are more than twice as likely to deploy sales playbooks compared to the bottom 30%. Research by the Aberdeen Group reveals 54% of salespeople using playbooks are likely to meet their sales target versus just 46% when no playbook is available. The average selling price increases 3.9% when companies use playbooks because they transition from selling a product to selling a solution. These facts all point to the obvious conclusion that companies benefit from using sales playbooks by building repeatable, winning sales processes that mirror the buyer's journey. What they don't tell you is not all playbooks are created equal, and a poorly conceived playbook is essentially no better than not having one at all. If your sales team isn't performing to the standard you expect, a sales playbook is undoubtedly one of the best tools you can invest in to boost performance. If you've tried using a playbook and didn't see the results you expected, revisit your content and strategy. Get feedback from the entire team on what is and what isn't working, and continually update your value proposition and competitive information. Studies show salespeople forget 90% of what they learn after 90 days. Schedule ongoing training after the playbook's launch to reinforce your message, and continue to educate the team through channels such as video, webcasts, or simple "did you know?" emails. Most importantly, don't give up. Measure your progress in building and progressing the pipeline and compare it to your original goals and objectives. Think about sales teams you've been around in the past that have not adhered to an established game plan, with each salesperson using their own methodologies and processes. In an environment like this, every time someone loses a deal to the competition or a no decision, they make excuses and point fingers instead of identifying the cause of the failure. Teams like this lack efficiency, and their results are unpredictable and difficult to track. Without knowing what is and what isn't working and why, it is impossible to make changes that will lead to continual improvement and success. If a job's worth doing, it's worth doing well. To be a truly useful tool, you must make a serious commitment to the playbook's development and maintenance. Start by forming a team that includes key players from all the relevant departments, and allow it enough time to create a playbook that has everything your sales team needs to close deals. This step may seem overwhelming if you have a small company, but it really isn't. You'll merely be gathering data you already have and putting it into a format that positions your solutions, as well as being easy to understand and accessible. If you're in a startup environment focused on meeting the expectations of the venture capitalist community, my advice is to make the effort, as it will be one of the best, relatively inexpensive investments you can make in your company. In addition to other benefits, it will give you an opportunity to rediscover what your unique value is in a competitive market, and reveal how to articulate that to prospects, customers, and investors. Sales teams need focus, repeatable processes, accountability, and expectation management if they are to scale and grow. By including all areas of your company, everyone will benefit. Marketing will identify campaigns that work. Services will understand their position in implementing the solution, and product management will realize their competitive positioning and see the need for potential future enhancements. There is simply no better way to onboard new salespeople and guarantee they understand your unique value than by providing them with a great sales playbook. In this white paper, I will cover topics ranging from the sales playbook basics to what it takes to create a truly useful document that your sales team will swear by. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. John Wooden, NCAA, basketball head coach. What is a sales playbook? A sales playbook includes everything a team needs to close deals, such as buyer personas, elevator pitches, competitive positioning, qualifying questions, value propositions, sample emails, and scripts. It includes detailed information about your company, products, solutions, and services, as well as tools for your salespeople to effectively position, differentiate, and convey value to prospective customers. Bear in mind, while a comprehensive playbook is dynamic and easily accessible across different platforms, it is not a repository for all your company information. Your playbook will need to contain specific motivators and pain points by position to help your salespeople have relevant and personalized conversations with prospects. Your message to a chief marketing officer is entirely different from that to a chief financial officer. Additionally, to help keep your pipeline full, it should include tools that help salespeople with prospecting, outbound approach strategies, campaigns, and tactics to move the sale forward. Who owns the playbook? The short answer to this question is everyone. Sales, sales enablement, sales engineering, marketing, product management, and customer service needs to contribute. Everyone should stay engaged, as this is a living, breathing document that needs to be supported and maintained. The Chief Revenue Officer or Vice President of Sales must be the playbook's executive sponsor and get buy-in from their peers to provide the necessary internal resources. They need to set a realistic goal as to why they have invested in a playbook and provide benchmarks to measure progress. Most importantly, they must make it part of their sales cadence. You can't expect what you don't inspect. After all, while creating a playbook is a company-wide effort, it is the VP of sales' team that will be most directly impacted by its success or failure. Some of the most critical areas to consider are: ensure the internal and external websites support the playbook. Align marketing messaging with playbook strategy. Encourage salespeople involvement during development. Create a sales feedback loop to understand what is working and not working. Evaluate competitive analysis and incorporate it into the playbook. Validate the solution's value proposition through outside sources. Create a cadence for keeping the playbook current, monthly or quarterly. Establish a long-term goal with short-term objectives to measure progress. Create a kickoff event to launch the playbook. Plan a long-term training program to continuously reinforce the solution. Adapt your CRM tool to identify opportunities from the playbook to measure progress. Determine where the playbook resides: internal website, SharePoint, etc. Critical elements of a successful playbook. Elevator pitch. Pain points. Key messaging. Qualifying questions. Target market. Countering objections. Competitive analysis. Value proposition. Customer analysis. Best practices. Buyer personas. Sales methodology. Key issues. References. Benefits of a great playbook. For sales leaders, a great playbook provides clarity around the most critical aspects of running a high-performing sales team. You can't vacillate on your sales methodology or be wishy-washy on what makes a qualified lead when you've put it in writing for your organization. Playbooks increase performance and efficiency by allowing for faster onboarding and more effective training and skill development. They support team culture, promote repeatable processes, and help find gaps in your sales, marketing, and product by highlighting why opportunities are not progressing in the pipeline. Speaking of team culture, one of the reasons I love playbooks is they are not just for salespeople. They also force leadership to take a disciplined approach to managing and leading their teams. Nothing builds a solid team environment more than having everyone in the same boat, paddling in the same direction. While not a substitute for comprehensive training, a good playbook concisely describes what a salesperson should do in different situations, thereby allowing them to easily recall and implement best practices in real time. When executed properly, sales playbooks can have a tremendous impact on your revenues, sales efficiencies, and profits. Playbooks create healthy interactions between sales, sales engineering, services, product management, and marketing. using it as a starting point, these units will be better able to work together to systematically review assumptions, discuss where opportunities lie, and distill best practices. Product management can make sure the sales team understands the value proposition they have built into the product. Marketing can focus on developing specific leads for sales. Sales engineering can build presentations that reflect the value of what the salespeople are presenting to the prospect. Services can create training that focuses on the customers getting the most value out of your products and solutions. Other investments to consider. For best results, consider making investments in areas that support the sales playbook. These may be nominal investments, but they can have a tremendous impact on accelerating results. Some areas of investment you may consider in your overall sales strategy. 1. Contact databases. Increase efficiency by having the right contacts to prospect by role in your sales playbook. 2. Marketing. Collaborate with marketing to create campaigns that support the value proposition in the playbook and make sure your external website reflects the same value proposition. 3. Internally. Invest internal resources to develop, maintain, and continuously improve the playbook's content. Someone from sales operations or enablement should own the book, and everyone who has contributed must commit to its continuous improvement. Include lead development and sales development as part of the playbook to identify new opportunities. 4. Contests and recognition. Get your salespeople excited about focusing on the playbook by holding contests and publishing the results. Salespeople are competitive and want to win. They also thrive on peer recognition. So, if you have a long sales cycle, award prizes for achieving steps along the way and publish those results to keep everyone actively engaged. Prizes don't have to be expensive, nor should they be. It could be merely a plaque, lunch with the executive at the company, or a dinner out with their spouse. 5. Other tools. Gamification solutions improve collaboration, particularly for remote workers. Artificial intelligence tools are useful in creating customized sales playbooks by opportunity. Value-driven solutions help prove the value of your solution and measure what you have delivered. Measuring a playbook's success. If, after following all the necessary steps to create a beautifully written and designed playbook, your salespeople don't use it very much, the entire exercise will have been little more than a misfire that wasted time and resources. To ensure the playbook's success, you must create playbook-specific targets. Bear in mind, improving sales is not a playbook-specific metric, as it won't tell you if your team is using the book or if they're retaining the information when they do. Your focus may be on accumulating new logos, reducing customer churn, or improving average selling price. Creating a marketing campaign when launching a sales playbook is one of the easiest ways to identify opportunities and create a closed-loop analysis of what is working. Identify opportunities in your CRM and measure their progress through the sales cycle. Get creative, listen in on sales calls, and reward the salespeople you hear sticking to the game plan. Conduct pop quizzes during the weekly sales meeting, and award prizes to the person who gets your playbook question of the week question correct. Set realistic goals and expectations. If your average sales cycle is 6 months, you probably won't see results until the third quarter after executing your playbook. Incorporate into your sales cadence, measuring the pipeline progression of opportunities to see if you're on track to achieve your goals. Good fortune is what happens when opportunity meets with planning. Thomas Edison. One effective way to track usage of your playbook is to publish it online. Armed with the right tools, you'll be able to see which salespeople are using it and even which sections are being referenced most often. Not only will this help you understand if your playbook goals are being met, but it will also help you keep it current and full of plays that work. Summary. Perhaps the best way to summarize the value of a great sales playbook is to look at where the document got its name. Watch any team sport, and someone on the sidelines has a playbook in their hands. The coaches and players have worked continuously on this book since the beginning of the season, with the goal of improving their execution. Sometimes things don't go the way they had planned, but they don't just throw out the whole book. Plays are reviewed during lapses in the action, and necessary adjustments are made. Then, they try again, continuing the process until the play is successful. Top teams' playbooks are living, breathing documents that are continually in development. Follow this example with the way you approach your playbook, and your sales team will be well on its way to new heights.